Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories, WGN sister station Antenna TV spoke with Tiffany. Listen as we chat with Tiffany about her career. Take a listen to this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories. At what age did your interest in music begin?
About 2.5. It was very early. Even before I was really talking a lot, I was humming and singing. By the time I was like 3, 4, something like that, my mom was like, she can read, because I would sing all like the Coppertone commercials and I would sing all the jingles. So I could sing before I could really talk to anybody.
Weren't you on Star Search as a child?
I had to be about 10, probably about 10 when I went on Star Search. I think it was the biggest heartbreak for me at that point as a musician. I mean, I was like the vocalist, but I didn't have stage presence, and that was a lesson. I was singing with bands and things, but I really didn't know who I was yet on stage.
What music inspired you creatively?
By the time I was like 12, started incorporating some Fleetwood Mac and Heart and Led Zeppelin, and that was really when I came back to my parents and said, I want to do like more edgy country. Roseanne Cash and Lacey J. Dalton and people like that, I started incorporating in my set. Then it kind of led me into more rock. So I was recording rock music when I was like 12, 13. But it was like, you're 12, so it's not going to happen. But they loved my voice, so I kept being encouraged to come back at 18. My parents were like, well, let's start again with country. So I was in the studio in Burbank, California, recording a country record again when I met George Tobin, who took me more pop, and I got successful at 14.
Tell us about the first album's progression.
My producer, George, he had this vision. So it was, those were some of his favorite songs. I Think We're Alone Now, I Saw Him Standing There. Obviously worked with great songwriters for songs like Could Have Been. So it was really a well-rounded album. Could Have Been, obviously, we wanted to record because it showed my voice. I was so worried about being just a pop singer, even though I was so young. Country music, their standard was, you gotta have the talent, you've gotta stand there and sing, don't be shy, and own your craft, and own your talent and your space, you know? And then, of course, I wanted to do rock stuff, powerful woman in front of a band and all of that, belting it out. And then you give me a pop song where it's like, you know, I Think We're Alone Now. And I was like, nobody's gonna know I can sing. I didn't want to record I Think We're Alone Now. But it was my girlfriends. I had a night to learn the song, and they were coming over after school, and I don't know, they were dancing in my room, and we were having a good time. And I was like, this song makes people feel good. So I went back in the next day, and I thought, well, I'll record it. I mean, obviously, I'm excited to be here. I'm grateful to be here. And then that was the beginning of it. Now I love this song. I don't, you know, I've really embraced it because it does make people feel good.
Did you meet Michael Jackson in person?
I Think We're Alone Now actually did knock off Michael's bat off the chart, off of number one. And I got to meet him like 2 weeks later, about a week later maybe actually. And I was so nervous to meet Michael Jackson because I thought, you know, is he going to be mad? But he was very gracious, and he was like, are you having a good time? Enjoy your, you know, enjoy your career, enjoy it, have fun with it. And he was just not even bothered about it. And I thought, that's really cool.
Is there a rivalry between you and Debbie Gibson?
Debbie Gibson, she's been my girlfriend for a while. People just don't know this. We're like sisters in a different way, you know? It's like we're so different together, but we've grown up together. And we do protect each other like family, and there's a love there, and there's a friendship there. We've never had a rivalry. We are different people, and we take liberties with that, and we make fun of with that a little bit. Again, that sister kind of thing, where you can say something about your sister, but like somebody else say something about it, and you're like, what?
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.